open the study session, call the city board of directors on Tuesday, May 28th at 6 p.m. Go ahead, Jim.
I just got a message from Sarah. It says that she wasn't feeling well. So.
Okay.
First on the agenda, Tracy Owens from RJH came down to introduce herself to the board. Sorry, people aren't here, but you want to stand up and...
Sure. My name is Tracy Owen with RJH Consultants, out of Denver, Colorado. We're working on the Lake Bedford project. My background, I have 18 years of civil engineering experience, mostly in hydraulics. So all of my experience has been in dams. So I think you're in good hands with RJH. I'm happy to provide any answers to questions if you have any right now, or just happy to meet you guys.
Board?
Well, we're just looking forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a design yet?
We are working on it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We are working on final design right now.
What do we think? Another couple months?
Or? Yeah, probably another few months. Yeah,
okay.
By fall.
Okay.
Yeah. I did do a progress report. I think I sent it to you.
Yes, I saw that.
And sent it to Mark Perry. Mm-hmm. And we do piezometer tests weekly. All of our tests on a weekly basis, plus the daily view of the light of the dam. Mm-hmm. So we're asking for the restriction to be lifted for the summer until we get finished with the design and go forward. So, and he did come down and do his inspection last
Wednesday.
Yeah. So I walked around with him and we talked and looked at everything, and
okay.
He was happy with everything that we're doing.
Okay.
Just he wishes that we were
done.
A little bit more forward in the
yeah.
design so that we could get our funding packages
yeah.
together to go forward.
Okay. And I, he called me last week. I was out of the office, but I plan on calling him again this week to follow up with him. And I think support of your request would be supported by us.
Okay.
You've been in contact with NOCO too, right?
Yes.
So we get elevations.
Yes, we are working with NOCO.
Okay,
work on those elevations for that site and outworks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Tracy, did you say 2 months to get it design complete?
Probably September, end of September of 2024 is when we could realistically get it complete.
Is there holds ups? Are there things that are in the way?
No, we did geotechnical exploration this spring and then got new survey data this spring. So all that has come in. We got laboratory testing and that we just received in the last few weeks. So now that we have all of that information, now we can move forward in the actual design.
And I guess in September, obviously being ignorant about all the process it takes, that seemed like quite a ways out. Why so long?
There's a lot of design that we need to revisit. There's working with NOCO on the Alloworks hydraulics.
We need to revisit?
On the Alloworks, we do. They're saying that there are issues with elevations, that we need to revisit the concept and make sure it works.
For the intakes?
I think the intakes will work. I think the way that the siphon comes up and over and then down to the treatment plant, to pull that water up and over the dam requires a substantial amount of head power. So they're using pumps, and they're saying that their pumps can't pull the water that high. So we're looking at, can we lower the top of the Alloworks siphon lower so that we don't have to pull it up as high? So we're looking
at right.
that.
Excuse me, my name's Greg.
Mm-hmm.
At the old air vac that we have now, I believe that air vac is going to be moved onto the other side of the road, regardless of how high our dam goes,
mm-hmm.
our siphon will still work.
Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm. All right, so I can pull... I'm not understanding about this pump deal.
So the suction, you can pretty easily pull from the top of the reservoir.
Yeah, but I'm down already. We're not changing the bottom.
You can pull all the way down to the bottom of the reservoir. Like if the reservoir were 5 feet above the intake, can we still pull? Because that's my concern, is lowering that bottom part of the reservoir.
I think I've got 10 feet below that.
10 feet below?
But I've got 10 feet below the intake. My last gate. And that's where I'm getting concerned. I'm like, well, wait a minute. That's going to be a whole lot more changing the whole tower structure.
Our intent is not to change the tower structure.
Then how are we going to get it?
The intent is to change everything that goes over the dam or through the dam, really.
Well, no, that's where we're moving all that line, mm-hmm. and moving the air back. I've talked with Mike. I said, okay, where are we going to go? And he's like, well, we're going to go on the other side of the road, mm-hmm. deeper. Mm-hmm. So I'm not seeing why we have to add pumps. That's just, I don't know. Somebody's got to explain it better than what I understand.
Yeah, so a true siphon system that relies solely on suction and gravity, there are no pumps.
Right.
In Colorado, because of the elevation we're at, can only pull about 14 feet of reservoir level. Once you get down, so if your reservoir is normally at, I'm going to make up numbers, elevation 100, then you can only pull down to elevation like 86. Below elevation 86, if the reservoir gets below that point, you now have to add pump suction in order to pull the water up and over the dam.
So that's kind of all. Yeah, that's definitely engineering stuff, so that's kind of beyond,
beyond understand
the scope of our meeting, I think, other than the fact that we are going to have to peruse that significantly, and my concern still is the timing, the delay and the timing. It sounds to me like from just what the little bit that you said is a kind of quite a change in what we looked at on the first design. And that's,
yeah, I am currently looking at it to see if it is a legitimate change from what was originally laid out.
And that also sounds like money. It also sounds like that if you're talking about putting pumps in, then forever money.
Right.
And that's not what we want.
Right. And I think that there's the water treatment plant, pumps, and then emergency drawdown, which is, I think, our piece of that puzzle. And so currently it is not more money for the engineering services.
Yeah.
Long term, though, if there's a pump required, you're right, that's long term money.
And we're talking about potentially raising that dam 10 feet.
That's right.
That scares me.
Well, the raise, if the pipe goes through, let's say the pipe goes, 4 feet below the road where it currently is, and then you raise the reservoir later, that extra head actually helps move water through the system.
Okay. You hear my concern.
I do, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Board?
Timing is just a funding issue for us as well, because we're seeking funds and we have to get funding packages together. We are under some pressure, as you know.
It's quite a bit of that BDR, which was a build design consortium.
Yeah.
So that way we can put it into USDA and CWR.
Time is important.
Thank you, Tracy, for coming down. It's a pleasure to meet you. We want to move forward.
Nice to meet you.
We're kind of pushy.
Understood. That's what you need to be. So I understand.
I think so. So, okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Cook, did you have something?
It's clear nobody factored in the atmospheric density and altitude. She's just trying to explain that to you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, next on study session, enforcement letter. We did get an extension on the funding package for that through the state. We did explain to them that they can't give us any numbers as to what their grant and their loan forgiveness is, so how can we get a funding package together with not knowing these numbers? So even USDA, WRSP, which is a revolving fund, they also agreed that, you know, they don't have any numbers to come up with. So how can we actually get a funding package that would be acceptable through Colorado CDAHP?
Board?
Go ahead. Yeah, what is this business at the bottom that says to return to compliance with paragraph 105 of the order of the department hereby requires that the supplier submit a revised funding plan by July 1st, 2024?
That's what they always put in, that it needs to go into it by July 1st of 2024, which we are working, which they extended it because it was actually for December 25th, which we did put in a funding package for, and they didn't accept it because it was incomplete. So,
okay, so but this is a date now,
yeah,
that we're supposed to meet.
And we'll have a funding package set up.
What is the likelihood of that happening?
Probably about 98%.
Okay.
That we are continuing to work on it.
Right.
I've got USDA with Allison. And we had a meeting last week with her, and we'll have another meeting with her this week. Because we're looking at, because right now USDA will have to go national with it, which will be for the bigger pot of money, which we're looking at the whole thing instead of doing a 8 million, 5 million split to doing the whole 14 million through USDA. And their funding package, she said, is anywhere from 70 to 75%. So then we can go to WSRF funding for the 25% and see if we can get 50% there of loan forgiveness. And we already got a million from DOLA. So we're on our way with different packages. It's just trying to sort them out to make sure we get what we need.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
So
more or less, I mean, that's the future. I don't know.
Kind of my question, same thing. Is it July 1's not very far away?
I know. And we got the BDR, which is Building Design Report. It was supposed to be in yesterday. We got it in last Thursday.
Okay.
It was signed and everything that's in the portal. So they have it to start review for the state to bless what the design and stuff that way is.
All right.
We also did have a meeting with EPA, which I have another meeting with them on Friday with Scott Thomas and Josiah to review some assistance as to where we can go elsewise, because EPA basically is the one that funds the revolving fund, WSRF funding. So that way it kind of puts them in, and I think we're the kind of the guinea pig, because people that are running WSRF funding right now are all new. So we're trying to combine everybody together to get this going.
Anything?
I appreciate getting the copy of the letter shortly after you got it.
Yeah. A concern also is that the paragraph on the second page there says that we failed to meet the conditions. Why? What does that mean?
I talked to Ben Kiley on it, and I said, well, what is this? We haven't failed to meet any of the conditions. And he says, yeah, we put that in the letter so that you do not fail, that this is a reminder that you have this big fine in front of you if you do not complete this. So that's part of it. And all I can do is go off of what Ben says on it and what Kevin says. Yeah, it's this, they put it in every letter showing that there is fines that can be accrued if you don't do anything about it.
Okay, that's a concern. I'm sure you see that. It says supplier has failed to abide by conditions. That's pretty plain right there.
And that's why I told him. I said, how does this affect us? And he says, no, we're giving you the extension until July 1st to get your funding package together.
Have we missed any deadlines? Have we missed anything?
No. And that was part of when we first got the enforcement letter, all the deadlines that were put in there, and then I sent you the one from Carolyn as the appeal, and they extended all the deadlines. Well, we've met all the extended deadlines that they have put out there.
And when I was in the meeting, I got that impression. I was kind of surprised to see this, so.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised, too. And that's why I called Ben right off the bat on it.
All right. If nothing else, let's go ahead.
Okay, next bid for treating Lake Beckwith. I had Colorado Pond, Lake and Pond coming in, or Pond and Lake coming down. I thought we started getting notified that. They went through, they tested everything. We do have a case of algae that's coming back. We did have a guarantee for the millify. That's part of the payment that's you'll see in the bills payable is for the $9,000, because that was a $90,000 project, I think, when we did it in September 2 years ago, but it has killed all the millify. There is a bid in there for it was for $4,695.45. I believe it would be a wise investment, especially with the algae that we had last year. If we can jump on it here within the next couple of weeks, I think it will stop us from having the problems we had last year of fighting algae.
Why were we just late last year?
No, it was 2 years ago when we had the millify.
Okay.
And we figured, well, this would kill it. And after talking to them, they kind of agreed that we had all of that kill and went to the bottom of the lake. And then all of a sudden, when the lake turned, we ended up having a lot of that. It kind of smelled like burnt weeds. That's why we probably ended up with it. She says, but the chemist, she said, it'd probably be best to hit it now and kill your algae problem, which we don't have any at the head gate or any of the at the ditch coming down. It's just on basically the north shore and part of the west shore that is where the algae's really taking effect into it.
Okay.
And around that island.
So do we expect a different algae as well then, or is this gonna be it?
You never know. Every year it changes. You have different things that come down the river that affect our lake all the time.
Okay.
One of the things looked at too is, you know, getting some Japanese carp in. I'll talk to him when we get further down, whether that will be something that will help a lot more without using a lot of the chemicals, or because we did have a lot of carp in there before, but I think they were all caught and thrown out because they were sterile carp. They never produced any other. It was just what was put in.
Interesting.
And that's why we started out with this algae problem. Because they're usually the bottom feeders that eat up all your algae and that stuff. Any growth.
Board? Go ahead, Jim.
Stewart Ranch, I put it on there. I was wondering if anybody would show up from there. We are in the process of moving forward with this. I have Joe and Matt talking to them, trying to get them in the schedule. Valves we have on the shelves. We have 6 and 8 inch valves to start the project. And as we move forward, we can do that. And what we're looking at is probably starting at Meadow Creek and North Parkway, and putting in 2 valves there, one going each direction, so that way we can isolate either going north or going south. At that point, then that way we can basically shut down just certain areas to put in the valve for right there by the bank that's in the middle of the road and work on it and set up a time that would be best to change it, and at that point then we should be able to get to the point to shut off Stewart. So we're looking within a month that we should have it by July 1st if everything works well.
So we're on track?
Yes.
Clint?
No, So you got, we have everything that we need?
Yes.
So what's the...
Up to this point, that we know that we're looking at the pipe. There, we have 6-inch valves and we have 8-inch valves on hand for those two valves, and we can order the other ones and they should be here within a week or two. Okay. When we find out what that size of that pipe is there, then we know what the size of the pipe in front of the bank is. And this will eliminate having to dig out that pan and stuff. We'll do it on each side of that road and put our valves in there.
Sounds good.
So that way we don't have that 14-day stoppage of roadway through there.
And we'll have day-long outages for North Park?
Yeah, you'll have a day-long outage, and as soon as we get to that, I'll make sure that everybody is notified and go from there.
Should notify them sometime ahead of
yeah,
the
we
event.
Will. Yeah. We'll
like,
do it
do you,
a couple
what
of
do you
days
think, before. Mr. Gross, a week, is that good, or what do you think?
Yeah, because you got to shut down the golf course as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thought of doing the actual shutdown at night?
I don't know. I've talked to Joe Matt on it and see if it's like...
If they're going to charge more.
Yeah. You're going to have a higher charge, and also your safety factor increases working at night.
Because you have a couple businesses off that as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to figure out, which day would be best. Because I know your Tuesdays and Thursdays are pretty much your heaviest days out there. Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Yeah, this time of year, I don't know if there is going to be a good day.
I know.
You may want to ask about what they charge extra for a night.
Yeah.
Shut down.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Anything else? Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, bid for upgrade for sewer plant. We looked at this 2 years ago. We did a energy audit, everything. At that time, it was about an $80,000 project. Now you're looking at $112,000 with the price of everything going up and moving forward with it. We did, when we did do the loan or refinanced our bonds and stuff, we did set aside, I believe it was $165,000 for sewer plant upgrades. This is part of it. We haven't ever moved forward on it. This would put in VFDs for our air pumps for aeration and stuff. Instead of the pumps right now, we have them on a timer, which they blow for 20 minutes, and there's no rhyme or reason as to what the pH and stuff were. This includes putting in probes for your
ORPs
for your ammonia, all of that to get a reading so that when it hits the right level, then the pumps will slowly turn on and then turn off as not needed. So this would be an energy savings as well as upgrading the plant to meet future state expectations.
Questions?
Do we do any off-peak loading through San Isabel on their transformer? Or is that even possible?
I think at midnight we're peak demand. As one of those blowers go, I think it goes to peak demand.
Okay.
It sucks a lot of juice quick.
So this is something that's been in the works and trying to move forward on it and keep us within compliance. Like you said, we do have money there for it to go forward with it.
I saw the solar panels. Is that part of this, or is that something?
No.
There was something that CRWA threw in.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just one sentence in here just really struck me. Priority is given to energy efficiency upgrades. to reduce costs and increase rural system sustainabilities. It just seems to me like what they're trying to tell you is that the more energy efficient you get, the more likely that people would be looking at down the road, down the pipeline, funding in grants and loans. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're doing everything you can to save money, then they would look more favorably on your future requests. The other thing is there were some strange numbers in here about how many taps were included in this assessment. Did everybody else see those? They said that there were 200 users on the system, and they said 104 taps, which made no sense. And I was concerned that maybe some of the assessments or calculations in here were done based on wrong numbers.
Well, I think what they did was, I know they had Fowler in there as kind of an example in their result of what their stuff was.
Yeah, that's not what it said, though. Okay. It specifically said Colorado City. Give me a second. I just hope that what they're talking about is if we're not missing each other with just the numbers. Did you find it yet, Mr. Chairman? What?
No, I didn't. I do have some strange numbers. I didn't find that TAPS number, though.
Yeah, it's in there. You'll see it.
Properly served is approximately 200. That's on the
very beginning somewhere.
Yeah, it's actually right? on the back of the second page. It says population served is approximately 200, with the plant servicing approximately 104 sewer taps. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and it says that the population served is approximately 200, which makes no sense at all. That's missing a zero,
yeah.
I think. And so I'm a little, I don't have 100% faith in the numbers.
Yeah, okay. I'm afraid I agree. Also, along with that, is that on the fourth page here, it says that our total expected electrical savings for life cycle, if replaced at initial construction, is $103. I mean, does that, and it's going to take us 18 years to return cost, the extra cost, and the life of the motor is 20 years. So I'm not willing to spend that kind of money to potentially get a two-year life out of the extra life out of the motor.
$103.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include any changes in labor costs.
Let me pull them back on that.
To Ray's point, it's going to take some studying of this whole proposal and questions before this is very clear.
Okay.
I like the ORP concept, whatever that stands for. Oxidation reduction potential, where they use a probe to measure voltages to determine plant actions. That's kind of cool.
It is, and it's very important for that plant to move forward to the future.
Yeah.
We will need to expand the plant at some time because we're right at just below the 80% capacity. Mm-hmm. 80%, we're supposed to start getting ready to expand.
Mr. Coulter, I'm going to actually, like I typically do, allow comments from the audience as well. And I see that Bob has a comment. Do you have any input on this, Greg?
The BFDs do have a short time payoff, usually 2 to 3 years now, because prices have come down substantially. And they're a lot better at the way they work. The demand of your power doesn't shoot up. Mm-hmm. And the ORP probes is absolutely, that's what runs the plant and tells it when it's supposed to change its cycles. And what that's doing is reading like a pH meter is basically reading voltage.
So you're saying that the savings should be substantially more than $103.
I would, yeah, the VFDs from where they were to where they are now, yeah.
It does say minimum, so maybe really minimum.
Well, the other thing I had too on the estimate, they, on the parts, Nick, they're a 2021 rate, and then the totals of 2024, is that just a typo?
No, that was he updated the pricing compared to
2021. Oh, okay, so the total's correct.
Yes.
Bob, did you have something?
Mr. Chairman, it was determined 5 years ago that the plant was at maximum. You're still putting band-aids on it.
That's kind of one of the questions I had, is that should we be looking at increasing the capacity of our plant versus changing the motor system?
That's the next project I'm looking at too in sewer site, is to either put in another basin. I need to get with Dave Lewis. He wants to put in, what kind of a basin was it?
An anoxic zone.
Yeah.
So that won't have any air to it at all. It'll just hold it. All of the water's coming into the plant, and then it'll go to the splitter box.
And it would increase the capacity of our tank. And 5 years ago, we didn't have the golf course. Our backwash water
was going into it.
It was going into the sewer where right. We've change that, where our backwash water is now going into the pond to be reused on the golf course.
So we kind of look.
We were at what, 82,
somewhere in there, yes.
And then it dropped it down to about 69 when we did that.
Yes.
Yeah, or less.
So. It sounds like we need to look at both issues here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Greg?
One other thing I'm seeing throughout the state as we look at the I&I, the collection lines themselves, this is causing a substantial raise of this influent flow. Every time it rains or snows, that is going to increase that hydraulic loading. And you could get two birds with one stone, and it really helps that treatment. Because
when you say I&I?
Infiltration and intrusion. Okay. Groundwater and rainwater coming in.
Okay. Just getting into the pipes.
Yeah, you don't want to process that because there's no BOD in it.
No food for the bugs that you've created, so they don't settle, and then it washes out. And now you got to start from the beginning.
May I ask Gary a question?
Go ahead.
Gary, is there ever any evidence or suspicion on your part that treated water is getting into the sewer plant?
Not treated water, no.
Okay.
Not that we've caught yet.
When you talk about bugs being, you want bugs, so.
Yeah, we need that. That's how that plant operates.
Right.
Is that it basically takes care of itself as long as we feed it oxygen.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
So we need a better proposal. And the question's answered, I think. And as far as actually. What questions? I don't think this is clear enough. Correct?
I'm sorry, I was dozing.
We need more. Well, we need to study this a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Next, you have SDA workshops. I did register myself for the one in Fountain. It is $40 a member. I recommend it. It is a good training session. If you would like to participate in it, let me know. I'll sign you up and we'll get your registration and everything paid for.
To the Metro District by lunch?
Yeah, we'll buy lunch.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. We're looking at June 17th as the one for Fountain. It's the closest one.
That's the Monday after Father's Day.
Yeah.
For anybody who cares.
I think last year, didn't you go last year?
Yeah, I went last year.
And I went the year before, I think.
And they have different topics every year that they come in and do different areas. But they also go over the general liabilities and stuff as a board member.
I'll take it again.
Okay.
I got a lot out of it last year.
Yeah. So the 17th, if you guys want to go up with me or however you want to work it, we can do that.
Okay.
So quick, did you want to wait?
I'm not committing.
Okay.
I don't know for sure either. If I go, I probably will go to Salida.
Okay. Okay, next, letter from the lawyer on statute change fines for CCAAC. I did have, Clinton asked me about putting it in the deal, but I got the general letter from you, from her, as to that it is good news that a special district now can set up a fine schedule for covenant violations, things like that. So this is something that we need to work on if you guys are interested in.
We have to do it by the first of the year, correct?
Yeah. So it was just more for informational.
Something for the newsletter? We're having the town hall on the 23rd of July as a topic for the town hall.
We can put it in there too.
That'd be a good idea.
Community input as far as more teeth to the covenant.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, do you have something?
Mr. Chairman, and for the rest of the board, CCMD does not have covenants. So please disregard that crap. Okay. Covenants do not belong to the Metro.
Correct. They are CCAAC. All right. Anything else? Any questions?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, next, CCAAC reviews. You have two of them. One is a house and one is a garage. The house is on 5080 Corner Verde Boulevard. Did I get it backwards? Yeah, okay. The house is on 4861 East Jefferson. And the garage is 5080 Corner Verde Boulevard. They were both reviewed by, one was reviewed by Randy and one was reviewed by Larry. They both were approved.
Questions? I have, I have concerns here. The first one, the 5080 Corner Verde Boulevard, I'm concerned about a lot line vacation.
It was vacated years ago.
It still shows up.
On
this plat plan here. So that would be my question. We don't have the planning and development stamp here.
Okay.
In fact, we don't have planning and development stamp on either one of these. Whether the house at 5861 East Jefferson Boulevard has even gone to planning and development, we don't know. I think that one's okay. It looks like it covers everything.
So I'll have to pull it up on the regional building site. But I'm pretty sure we had this discussion with Randy. And I said, well, how come there is... They used their old plot plan that they owned the lot. It was vacated. I'll have to pull it up and recheck it.
Yeah.
I'm not involved with them in their discussion, but I just
right.
had the question. I knew the question was going to be asked.
I'm concerned about that one. Okay. Questions?
I just have a question. This is a dumb Ray question. What is that in the upper left-hand corner of the lot?
Of where?
On the garage.
Oh, that's on...
Is that the garage?
Oh, that's a sign for the...
That's the garage.
Yeah, that actually does have the sign-off for the...
Isn't that a sign-off?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So that one... is signed off by planning and development.
Okay.
Yes, you're correct.
One on Jefferson.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Anything else, then? All right. I'm going to read the Be Good statement. In order for the business of the board to be conducted in the most effective and expeditious manner, it is necessary that all persons present maintain a demeanor of civility toward the board, staff, and each other. Conduct that appears threatening or aggressive will not be tolerated. Shouting, speaking out of order, or the use of offensive gestures similarly are not acceptable. Such behavior shall constitute the forfeiture of your right to remain in attendance and may, as a point of order brought to the board's attention by council or any board member, including the chairperson, result in your being asked to leave the meeting by the chairperson or, upon your refusal, being escorted out of the meeting by the proper authority. Jim, who do we have?
Bob Cook.
Okay. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into what I signed to speak about, just a quick statement on your algae problem. Your algae problem is instantly cured the moment you put your DAF in. So just proceed. Being careful of legal issues, the following should be considered my opinion. That said, I believe consideration of certain documents I received via CORA, Colorado Open Records Request, indicate a scheme to defraud the state of Colorado and the United States of America via fraudulent tax documents or lack of tax documents by CCMD. It is my understanding these actions are felonies. By my action here, I am making the Metro Board members aware of the situation. Without corrective action by the board immediately, each board member could be charged separately and collectively for said felonies if you do not take corrective actions immediately. It appears you fired the wrong person. After a quick cursory viewing of the list of contracts along with 1099s and W-2s, CCMD failed to file 1099 for three camp hosts and also paid two board members that were not members at the time. Please also note that fraudulent values were put into the contracts even after my warning 2 years ago. My offer to meet with two board members via request made at the front counter and Facebook have received no replies. Most of these issues can be corrected by CCMD filing the proper 1099s with the state and federal agencies and paying the respective agencies penalties, requesting the overpayments to be returned, and firing the manager. This should take no more than a few hours to correct. I will request the corrected documents in approximately 2 weeks via the Colorado Open Records Act. I will look to the next CCMD board meeting agenda as to an update and other corrective action taken by the board. I am available for tea or coffee and questions. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Okay, next on the Dennis.
Yeah, two things.
TV and ATVs.
Has anybody heard anything on allowing ATVs roads?
I know we overloaded Epi with the resolutions because you took one in. I gave him one before that, And then I gave him another one, and then Greg took him one.
Yes.
So I haven't talked to Epi though.
I've been trying to get a meeting with him, and he's ignoring me.
Okay.
I guess I want to go in and do a baby elephant walk or something. I don't know. The other thing is, I guess Highline is going to do away with cable TV coming up. Were you aware of that?
No. I haven't been aware of that.
As of August 15th, I believe. And I was just wondering if the board was actively trying to find somebody else to take their place. You may not think it's your responsibility, but it's a community thing. So.
I'll talk to Mr. Shipley.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything on
that. I haven't not either.
No, I think
which is how I get my TV, so I'm interested.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the dates I got from them was August 15th. Cable TV will no longer exist with Highline.
You got the information directly from them?
From one of their employees, yes. Huh. I heard about it a couple months ago, rumors that it was going to happen in July, but now I guess officially it's August 15th from what I understand now.
So the solution? Read a book.
I mean, I don't watch TV anyhow, so I don't really care, but my wife is furious. I would imagine there are other people in the community that are...
Yes.
I'm going to use Starlink, you know, because I'll take my Starlink equipment with me to Arizona for 5 months, or 6 months, and I'll use it here for 6 months, so... But, you know...
We ought to be aware of it anyway, I guess.
Let me make a few calls and find out.
I think somebody needs to maybe contact other companies and, you know, see about...
Anymore, everybody's running through the internet, either through FUBU, YouTube TV, a lot of them.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some neighbors over there on Colorado Boulevard that they don't hardly use computers at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's other people in the community that this is really going to have an effect on, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
What else?
That's it. I'll save my third one for next week or next meeting.
Okay.
So you want to have four next meeting, right?
Yeah.
Instead of three. Okay, next we have Tracy already gave her some bill, so we're going to go with Greg Coulter.
Boy, there's a lot of irons in the fire here.
Welcome.
And one thing I'm seeing, if y'all haven't noticed, all the other communities are following y'all suit, and they're starting to fix things, and they're starting to pay it. Walsenburg raised their rates up. $30 a month, a big percentage. And now everybody in the valley's seeing it going up, so now where does it stop? The one thing that is missing, though, we're getting all of our assets together, so it's asset management. And I made some copies of them, if you don't mind passing those down. This will kind of just classify the assets. You can number them 1 to 5. You can put them on your GIS map. And then where does it go? So you got it on a map that hangs up in a room. It'll put it down into a spreadsheet. And anything that's bad will be those 4s and 5s. So like our collection lines we were talking about, we're finding a lot of the plants are failing because of that. They're getting too much rainwater coming in, and it's hydraulically pushing their plant. And what they're doing now is, where do you start? Do you make a bigger plant, or do you fix your collection lines? There's no simple answer. Let the computer do it. And so this will take it into a CMMS, a computerized maintenance management system. And now your operators out there, this is new for them, they'll be entering in tons of data. Do you have a person separating and analyzing this data? No, it's too much. Put that data in a room this size, have a computer go through. I need a report for this. And that's how you make this work. It's called the digital age. And small systems, it's now affordable. And I'm working with two other GIS maps that have a CMMS on this, and it makes the reporting and everything a little easier. And you can map it out. This is where the boards, they're only here for what, 3 years? Now you can plan out 20 years. but you got to have that master plan. So now you have the data. You can create a master plan saying, we got these manholes that are all broke. They're leaking this much water. We wouldn't have to rebuild the plant. Now you can budget to fix these. And now you can budget to rebuild your plant. Who knows what the technology will be then? Maybe something better. And so now you can keep looking forwards to the future. And that's the one thing I wanted to say is look out 20 years and budget for that using this CMMS and going digital. And how much data are we actually getting in our map that we can do it with? Our reports for our sewer lines and our collection lines did a great job getting them located and put on the map. First time ever. But is the report there, and are we actually getting a report? This is what they look like. What we're finding out there is when we jet them and clean them and use all that hard work and water, then we go through and camera it. Town of Rye up there, we did their whole lines. They got, I think, 2 miles of collection lines, nothing. We found one line jetting that we needed to fix because it had roots that we pulled out. But when we TV'd it, now we got 6 lines that we have to look at. And we gave that to an engineering company to decide on the best way to handle it because it's that complicated and that expensive and can do it. So find out all of our assets and what's broke is the first part. And that's kind of what I wanted to tell the town and the people instead of finding something broke and fixing it. It's find your whole thing and say, okay, let's look at the whole thing before we start this and make a plan. And then you can look out past what this board's going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I got one question. Yes, Gary. Gary, when they put in the Rye line,
right.
Did you see a huge increase in the sewer cost?
Not a huge increase.
But when we do get rainstorms and stuff?
There was, at in the beginning. They left the manholes uncapped, basically. So we put they put trays in them to catch the snow, because a lot of them were below grade.
And they're and right next to the roads.
Yeah, they run about 50 GPM. Yeah.
One more question.
Good question. I mean, that's
so they bring their manholes up to grade?
No, they never brought them up to grade. They just put a retaining cap inside that catches the water. Uh-huh. Like an inverted.
Does it work?
Cap. Yeah, it works pretty well.
Okay.
Not the greatest, but the perfect, I should say.
Kevin, do you? You guys have something? Okay. Nancy? Anybody else?
The one other thing I'm going to say is I'm going to be holding panel discussions for big systems such as Pueblo West, who's been using a CMMS program, and other systems Trinidad has. And they've been using proactive and preventative maintenance programs for years, and it'll be a panel discussion to have all the operators in the area from here, Rocky Ford, and all around to come ask questions.
When do you think you're going to be doing that?
As soon as I get it lined up, hopefully.
Okay.
July, end of July.
Where do you think it's going to be?
I'm thinking it's going to be Trinidad. And I've also been working with the colleges because there's actually, and these guys are salesmen, so, but they'll give you free flow monitoring software for your distribution systems. All you have to give them is your flows when you flush your hydrants. You give them the pressure and the GPMs, and they'll use that for their data. So, you know, it's not scientific and they can't calibrate it, but with your tank levels and everything, now they can monitor the flows. And Price is Right, it's free.
So you'll keep us up to date on your scheduling for the, okay.
Yeah, and that's who's going to enter, you know, make sure that you're getting, this is where the operators out there doing your fire hydrants have to be putting in the correct data.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have, if you haven't seen our post on Colorado City Metro, we had to shut down Applewood Park due to some vandalism. Somebody went in and tore, there's some pictures on Facebook showing that they'd torn part of the playground apart. Josh was up there and he inspected it. If you want to add what you found.
So essentially it's a rail for the middle section of stairs. They were somehow able to unbolt it and ripped it out of the ground, concrete and all. So the stairs are just dangling. Trash everywhere, tire, oil pan, and the entire playground is covered in peanut butter.
Where? Where'd you find them?
At the
Applewood playground.
The new playground.
So it's unsafe right now. I closed off the gate. I put some posted no trespassing signs so nobody gets hurt, but it's going to be a little bit of time before we can get it fixed. We've got to break the concrete off, get the right fasteners. Get it all put back together.
So, is the gate closed? Is the gate still locked?
There is no gate. I kind of
for the walkway.
The pallet up there. Yeah, there's an opening, but there's no gate to close.
Well, the other gate, I think he's talking about.
Oh, the drive-through gate is still closed. Yeah.
The drive and it's still locked.
Yes.
What about the? So, could you have done that damage without a vehicle?
Yeah. I don't know how they got it apart. I think that's part of not having the right fasteners when it was put together, not having it professionally installed, because you shouldn't be able to take it apart like that.
But you said that there was concrete that was pulled out of the ground?
Yeah, the whole rail is like a big
U. How do you do that without some mechanical assistance?
There's more above the ground than there is below the ground, so I guess you can just work it back and forth. There wasn't.
There's about that much.
Inches of concrete on.
Okay.
Only a slab.
Okay.
If you look at the pictures on Facebook, you'll see.
That's it there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just worked it like a lever.
And then there are the pictures there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea on how much that park's being used?
I've seen maybe 4 or 5 kids on it, but we're just now getting nice weather, so
yeah,
I don't know for sure.
So I'm this is, what's the deal with the peanut butter?
You'd be amazed at the things I have to deal with.
I mean, you said it's all over the place. What do you mean by that? It's like, that's
expensive.
There was
a jar of peanut butter laying on the ground, and they rubbed it. I mean, all over the monkey bars, everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. I close the study session and open the regular meeting of the board of directors. Colorado City Metropolitan District, May 28th at 7 p.m. If you join me,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you join in a moment of silent reflection. Thank you. Yeah, let the minutes show that we have 3 board members present, 2 excused, so we have a quorum. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda's approved.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for regular meeting May 14th, 2024, and CCACC minutes May 14th, 2024.
I will second that.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Bills payable.
We don't have anybody here to answer the, any real questions about bills payable, do we?
Yeah, probably. Probably anyway.
May I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I was looking at item 37644 as public notice for DAF. It looks like we gave somebody a couple $100 to advertise.
Yeah, that's through the newspaper.
Which newspaper?
It was the Greenhorn Valley.
Okay. $238 for Greenhorn?
Yeah, we had to run it like 2 weeks. It's like okay. $100 a week.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything? Anything else, Ray?
No.
Well, I do, of course.
Did you have a motion in a second?
For the bills? No, I didn't. I need a motion to for the bills.
I'll make that motion. Sorry, I should have caught that.
I'll second it.
Moved and second. Now we can get into discussion and stuff, anyway. Work jackets. Aren't we over top on our safety grant?
No, that was the money we had to spend. We still have about an $8,000 pool of money. And we go through the year.
This is
new jackets for guys coming in and ones that were worn out from wear and tear.
That's what the Sherry Blingen things.
Yes,
okay, that's uniforms.
And uniforms.
Yeah.
Identifiable.
So we still hit over $700 for the water treatment plant on gas.
Yeah, I see that.
Gary, what is burning the gas at the water plant?
Well, it's a huge barn, sir. The heater's burning the gas.
Why? It's not hot or not cold.
It's not cold. Get up in the middle of the night and come down there and dance with me. Welcome anytime.
Really?
It is cold at night. It's been in the 40s the whole time.
Okay. That seems like a lot. For that, not a very big building.
It's not for a building that size and that height.
What is the square footage, Mr. Chair? A
couple thousand feet.
What is it, 70 by... So
130 by
130, 150. And you got
30-foot
ceilings?
Yeah.
And a lot of cold water coming in.
A lot of cold water.
They didn't insulate for crud on that.
Okay. I keep watching that. That seemed like...
Yeah.
It's about 11,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Dietz and Davis at admin legal fees?
Yes. That was, I'd have to look at the bill, but I know it was part of our placing the ads for the newspapers. What was the other thing that we had that was legal that we had dealing with her? I'd have to look at my notes, but they were for admin.
Okay.
For those that, when you're talking about ads for the newspaper, you're talking about for the position of finance director?
Finance director, and also ad for the grants, like you brought up that one for USDA.
Right.
We have to publicize a certain deal. That's why Nate was down here to explain exactly what is going into the process, how we got to this point, and that kind of stuff, so that the public is aware that we are going after grants for this process.
So that ad needs to go through legal?
Yeah, to make sure that it meets all the criterias for WRSF and USDA.
All right. I don't like it. 37,640, $1,900 for Front Range Wind Water Works. Is that, and it says capital. Is that?
That's pecs and crimps and stuff for your, for meters.
Are we capitalizing that?
Yeah.
Is that what
part of the capital project of the meter project? Yes.
That's part of the meter project?
Yeah.
All right. The next one down, Heritage Landscape Supply. I'm guessing the GMC means GCM. Is that just a?
That's a golf course maintenance.
Right. So it should be GCM, not GMC.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then in the MasterCard, we paid some checks here, $37.64.
Yes.
And we have late fees,
yes,
and interest fees.
This was part of that, where getting the sign over of authorization, which we came to the board, what was it, a month and a half ago, to get authorization to be able to pull the statements offline and everything, which that's where that late fee came in.
That shouldn't have created a late fee and an interest fee, though.
Because we couldn't pull a statement, and they wouldn't give us a statement. We asked for a mailed statement, and they still wouldn't. So I'll talk to them and see if we can pull it off, get it out.
That's not much, but I pinch pennies, I guess.
Yeah.
What about those two checks, that $37.64? What the heck is that?
Two checks. Oh, because one is for April and one is for May.
Oh, that's the payment to do the processing? Okay. All right, that's all I have. Anybody questions? All right, let's vote on paying the bills. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
All right, now let's all vote yes. And I guess we just go right on into operational, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
So operational, Dan said for the 15th and the 24th, 15th, the piezometer was 17.2 and 17.3 on the 24th. P3 is void, P4 is 21.21, P5 was 18.1 and 18.4 last week. P6 is 25.6, for the 24th is 25.7. P11 is 11.5 and 11.8. P12 was 20.9 and 21.2. Lake levels, we're both at 14.7. It was done by Greg and me and Jason on the 15th, and Greg last week. As for your lake level, for the 15th, like I said, it was 14.7. 4-inch, you had 1 minute equal 2.5, which that didn't change. The 6-inch was at 2 quarts on the 15th. On the 24th, it went to 2.5. Seep is wet. Weir, you were at 0.16 on the 15th and 0.14 on the 24th, and your pit is dry. With the water and the runoff that is coming down, I know Greg has shut down the headgate as much as he could at this point. We still have water that comes by, and part of it goes into the lake, some of it goes into the pond. I know we've overfilled the golf course pond a couple of times, so when it overflows, that water in the weir is, it fluctuates a lot.
Right.
So we, when Mr. Perry was here, it was one of those days that it was overflowing, so that's why we told him what was going on. He understood it. He says, I understand. When we get all this design, we're going to change that so that it is below the weir and not going into the weir in the future. Like I said, I did a progress report on the 21st after Mr. Perry was here, describing where we're at and what we're doing and what going forward. I did also give him a letter to ask for, looking for this, after looking at summer weather report, it looks like it will be a hot and dry summer. We lost two wells last year, but to lightning, which we're trying to get fixed. We are in the process of getting them repaired, but contracting them out has been an issue to get them. So we're looking at trying to extend it to at least the end of August. And after talking to Tracy and Mr. Perry, I think they're both in favor of seeing that happen. I did also put in updates from Hickenlooper and also Mr. Bennett. We have been approved for congressional direct spending. I did put in the request for the dam and also the DAF system. So they're on the draft bill going forward, but sometimes they'll pull it out. This is the second year that we put in for it. And so the first year they turned us down at this point, so we're hoping that we'll move forward as long as we keep on them. One of the things that I like to do is maybe have the board kind of collaborate together, and I have a form to ask for letters of support from Bennett and Hickenlooper. So that way when we do go into SDA nationally, that we have some senators backing us, which I think would help get us funding that we need.
How do we do that?
I have the form and I'll mail it out to you, because I just got it with the email that they sent, and I forgot to put it in there, but I'll get it in to, for some of the ideas that you might come up with that I might not think of, and we could collaborate in that aspect to say, hey, these are some of the reasons why.
Can I have that tomorrow?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep, I'll send it out probably tonight. Okay.
All right.
I'll go, you have pictures there on North Park. Friday, we had a backup Friday morning. So we went over, we vacuumed it out, and we charged up the system, went over, turned on the grinder pumps at the golf course, had Russell sitting down at the manhole, and this is a picture of what came out of that pipe at the manhole, which it was about, he said it was about 2 foot long, and what it is, I think it's sediment. There was a house that kind of sat there for a year and a half that wasn't used, and I think what happened is that pipe dried out, and all the sediment dried out, and it was like concrete. So when we first started having these problems, it was when we had that break on Santa Fe. His pump grinder, he was blowing water out of his, because his line was backed up. Well, I think what happened now is, when he started using it, it sort of wet, and that it has broke free from the pipe, and now it's traveling down into the main. That's some of the reason why it's kind of like a flat piece of slab of cement, and if it catches something and the water gets underneath it, it causes it to block the pipe, and that's when we get the blockage. So then when we go in and suck it out and jet it, we clear it out, and it's okay until the next time. So I think regular maintenance on this will continue us down the road at this point. I know the last time I was there, they vacuumed it, and it was on the 30th of April. I told you, we vacuumed it, and I heard a poof, you know, drug the back truck all the way down to almost stalling it, and then all of a sudden it broke free. I think that's what happened, was there was a piece of this that was in there that it sucked up, and now cleared it out and cleared up the line. So I think we're starting to get a handle on what is really happening with this line, which I know the roots were part of it, that we dug out that tree and the roots, and that helped and took that valley out of the pipe, and that was the beginning of this, and now we're starting to move forward with it.
That's what they consider fog.
Yeah.
Fat oils and grease, and it turns to like stucco.
Yeah. And then you added little paper in it and little other binding factors. And when it dries out, it becomes like cement.
All the check valves held in this last package?
Yeah, everything held. Everything's working great at that point. The only one is our alarm system is Marla, which her pitch is good, which she calls me, and we get there within 15, 20 minutes if we're here. If it's on a weekend, it usually takes us about 30 minutes, but we already have a system set up. What we need to do is we get it done, and we're done.
Have you shared this information with Marla and Dave?
I've showed them to Dave. I haven't talked to Marla about it, but I will.
My thought is that I'm glad we're finding different things wrong, but as a
long term,
I would guess that the people in North Park are quite tired of coming up with the problems and then we think we've got it solved. I mean, this is like number four. We got it. So hopefully, I mean, I could see where they would become very frustrated to the point of action that we don't want to face.
Yeah, I've had this happen before with the 4-inch line with a neighbor of mine in Walsenburg, that she went into a nursing home for about a year and a half. Nobody was in the house. Son came back and flushed the toilet and stuff, and after about 2 days, everything that was in that line collapsed and it ended up clogging it. So I could see it happening even with the 4-inch line as even with the 2-inch line.
We have those enzymes that we could start applying.
And I think
at least at the golf course, because we can easily get in there.
Yeah, what we should probably do is put it in that the house that we think is the problem to
everybody. Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal.
What is it, you add it to commodes?
Yeah. And it just,
it's not going to hurt anybody.
It's enzymes that.
Right, I understand. Yeah, I understand the what they do and everything. I just, how they were distributed.
Just flush it.
They should want to do it, right?
They should. We should provide it for them. We have it.
Well, that sounds like an action plan, Mr. Manager.
But that showed you that there was pieces that had dropped off even in the bottom that we added into it. Thank
you. Okay, anything else?
That's it. Quick newsletter. Got it about done?
Should get it to you Thursday.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep, that'll work. Then it gives me time to review and add some stuff to it.
Maybe tomorrow, but probably Thursday.
Okay.
So probably the one thing that we need to think about and kind of deal with in the future is that how are we going to, this is an ongoing forever issue, like Clinton said earlier, that on a vacant house, this could happen on that 2-inch line. So we need to think about something to be able to let the people that live let them know the owners that are on a 2-inch line, let them know that if they let their house go vacant, they still need to maintain that line. I don't know, that's...
Or at least flush, you know, to keep that pump moving.
The owner needs to know that. They need to know, somehow we need to let them know that they need to come in and actually flush that line every couple of months or something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the house is vacant. I don't know how to do that. That's because it's private property, we can't do it.
Yeah. And a lot of times they'll shut off their water and everything anyway when it's a vacant house. So
we can access the grinder pits, right? No.
Well, yeah, if you have water.
We have to get permission.
Shut the water off, we ain't got no water.
Yeah, That's something we need to think about.
Yeah, moving forward.
Yes.
But we could know if anybody does shut off the water,
mm-hmm.
because they're buying water from us. So
yeah.
we should, if somebody comes in and says, we're going to need to shut off the water because we're going to be gone for 6 months, then we need to have something to hand to them that says, this is what could happen to your sewer system if it is unused for 6 months. We should have a document that we could, I mean, it's going to be like one person a year, two people a year.
Yeah.
But we should still have that document so we can hand it to them and just help them, save everybody a headache, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's like right now, we have Charlie's house.
Yeah. I got two.
Yeah, you got two houses there that they're for sale. You don't know how long they're going to be on the market and if anybody's moving in. The only one that I can say with Charlie is at least there's people moving in stuff and running, so their water is still on. But it's the ones that, like you said, that come in and shut the water off that we can notify them that at least once a month you need to have some water running through that pump and the line to not dry out.
And with a little bit of force there, because there is some legal liability involved there.
Or either before you do shut off, fill your pit with water and continue to flush that line for a period of time.
Yeah.
You can throw enzymes in there when you leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
Maybe that's a part of the document.
Yeah.
Was the enzyme thing, if you're leaving, we want to give you these enzymes, so would you please put them in your commode and help us all out?
And flush.
Yeah, flush it, please. Because otherwise...
It ain't going to do anything.
Okay. Anything else, Jim?
No.
We can go on to the agenda items.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid to treat the Lake Petworth for the algae.
I second that.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? I did look up this company. I think that, and to see what the alternatives were, and actually I found very good referrals for them. So I was kind of initially saying, well, should we get somebody else or some other aqua management company? And I think I personally felt comfortable with from what I heard about these people. So I am happy with them or pleased with them.
I know. They controlled our mellifly, and that it was bad 2 years ago, or 3 years ago.
So, any other questions, discussion? All right, let's vote. Ray?
Yes.
The chair votes yes. Clint?
Yes.
Sewer plant bid. Got to get a motion for that.
Table that?
We could table that. Do you want to make a motion to table it?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve it.
Okay. I'll second that so we can get into discussion. All right, discussion. Question?
I just have a question about the numbers. And, I have an apology to make. I did not get to the agenda until this afternoon. These numbers I find a little mysterious. I really like the concept of getting future funding partially based on energy savings, so that would be one reason I would be in favor of it, and I would be in favor of it, I think, with a little bit more preparation and knowledge of the numbers. And I would have to talk to the experts a little bit.
We can go back to rural water and tell them to tighten up their
right.
work.
We have.
That's what I gave them.
What they were
and there was a few things that they noticed.
Yeah, their numerations weren't right.
And I just need to get it.
We just need to get this going and go from 100% to start at 20 and then build up. I mean, because the way the sewer plant runs right now, when things get going, it's 100%.
Right, I like that too. I like the variable idea. I'm just going to need a little bit of time. You know, I would like to see it on the agenda
next
for the next meeting.
Okay.
With some numbers.
Yeah, we've got.
We'll talk to them again.
Yeah.
So they're real good about coming out.
So let's vote. Ray?
No.
Clint?
No.
Chair votes no. You guys have been shocked if I vote now. Yes.
So with that being said, it turned down to approve it, but you want to make a motion to revisit on the next.
I don't think we have to make a motion.
No, we don't need. Just bring it back to us.
Once you turn down something, as the person that turns it down, they're the ones that have to bring it back.
Well, but we turned down this particular bid. We're going to need a new bid.
Okay.
That's what all it is.
Okay. All right. We can do that. I just want to get it straight.
All right.
Okay. Next, you have CCACC New Construction. Like I said, you have 4861 East Jefferson Boulevard, a house, and then 5080 Corner Verde Boulevard, a garage.
I make a motion that we approve the construction of a house at 4861 East Jefferson Boulevard.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Question, discussion? Let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. The other one, I'm concerned about the
lot line. You need
to lot line.
Make sure the lot line, okay.
So could we just postpone that one? Or I guess we could, in the interest of...
Make a motion to table it till the next meeting.
Or until it was found out that the lot line was vacated and...
approved contingent upon the lot line. I'll make a motion that we approve 5080 Cerro Verde Boulevard garage contingent upon the lot line being vacated.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. So, Jim, I think that that sounds okay to me. That would be dependent on basically on approval by Public County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it may also be in fact vacated and just not in the record.
Correct.
That's correct. Pueblo County, we're good.
Yeah.
Double County, the planning and development would know that.
Because I'm pretty sure it's where the guy used to park his semi all the time, right there on Lago Vista.
I mean, we could look it up.
Yeah.
All right, let's vote. Clint?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Yeah, chair votes yes.
Okay, actions at this time, I have none.
Okay.
Okay, old business. Like I said, we... still in search for finance director. Did have a company that is giving us quote for training and that kind of stuff to move forward and also help set up for the audit. We have North Park, I already went through it, setting up with Little Diggers for valving project. Like I said, you got to meet with them and we'll ask them if we could do it at night. Community meeting was set for July 23rd at 6:30.
Okay.
Are we talking about anything? Is there...
I was going to put in the newsletter about the House Bill 24-1267.
Yeah, we could... You kind of use that as a focusing...
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Still, my take on these community meetings is no agenda, basically a coffee clutch, you know. So people need to be able to talk about anything. But yeah, yes, I think
it can be an open forum, but
still have
I
that.
Think, yeah, just have that as a.
Yeah, I agree. as a, as a
focus point.
Not an agenda, but
yeah,
a,
just a,
right.
a point of conversation.
Yeah.
And yeah. still on that too is I did move it up from new business, old business is June 24th. Setting up a meeting with Mike Brown and Cody Roussel. I know they wanted to talk about deer population in Colorado City, that there's some concerns of crossbreeding and mutations and stuff that are happening, that what our ideas are and what our concerns.
Are they, so 24th is when they want to do it?
Yeah, they want to do it on the 24th. I haven't got a set time. I'll have to get back with them on the time. They just gave me a date that they would like to meet, and I told them, well, figure out when you can do it at time-wise, and that way I can let my board know exactly what it is.
Now, that ought to be in your newsletter as well, because that should be a public comment thing.
I don't know whether they want to talk about it. Well, if we're going to have a whole board here, it's going to have to be in the public anyway.
Yeah, all right. Sure. We get.
You sure you want that?
Yeah. Wow.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. But
maybe not. I'll let you. You're writing the letter. I'm not. I'm staying out of it.
Okay. I know what it takes to get rid of a goose.
Yeah. Well.
Anything else, Jim? Okay. I do have a under old business. Not finance director, but basically city accountant.
Mm-hmm.
We have that advertised.
Yes.
I looked for it. Where is it?
Put it in Greenhorn Valley. We put it in Journal. We put it in Pueblo Chieftain. And we both are looking at the same thing, as we didn't see it.
So,
but I don't get all the newspapers either. But I have one coming up from last week to see if it was put into the Orphanal Journal.
Can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
Can we call those publications and ask them where the heck it is?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Would we do that, please?
Yeah. Can I do it?
I did look online just for, and specifically Colorado City Accounting, basically pretty nebulous there, and it didn't show up.
Because it was put in, I know it was in column one. We got a bill on it. We got a bill on the Orphanal Journal.
I do see.
And we got a bill on Pueblo Chieftain. So.
Of course, Glassdoor shows up for a number of places with different job listings.
Mm-hmm.
But just simply Colorado City Accounting online doesn't bring up anything.
Yeah, well, make our calls tomorrow and find out.
Okay.
Why it wasn't in there, or when it was published, and I want a copy of it as to when it was published.
Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, I make motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Moving and seconded. We're adjourned.